Foote, Frank, Nashville, Tennessee, July 6, 1904. Dear Brother Frank Foote, for years we have been deeply interested in the work for the colored people of the South, which has been so long neglected. As we have traveled from place to place, we have seen the poverty-stricken condition of this field. I have visited the school at Huntsville, Alabama, and have seen the land that was provided for the school by the General Conference. A school has been conducted there for years. Although the land is good, for lack of funds, the buildings have not been kept up and are in great need of repair. Some new buildings must be erected, one of which should be a small sanitarium. In connection with the school and sanitarium, a useful line of educational work is to be carried on in training students for medical missionary work. Many can be fitted to give treatment to their own race. There is little at the Huntsville School to make the place attractive. Its facilities for doing the work it should do are very meager. We desire to do a strong work in preparing the colored people of the South to do the work that must be done for their own race. Brother Rogers has been chosen to act as business manager and principal of the Huntsville School. For years he has labored in school work for the colored people in Mississippi, under the direction of the Southern Missionary Society. He is a teacher of experience and is a capable manager. Associated with him will be a faculty competent to carry forward all branches of instruction, both in school lines and in industrial training. The efficiency of the school will be much improved this year. The Huntsville School is in great need of immediate financial help, so that the proper improvements may be made before the opening of the fall term of school. Then there is the great need of the mission school work throughout the whole South. Hundreds of these mission schools must be established, for there is no method of giving the truth to these people so effectual and economical as these small schools. This line of work has been especially presented before me. But the work is almost at a standstill for the lack of money to provide facilities and pay the wages of the teachers. If the means in the hands of our brethren could be now brought into the work, we would feel very thankful, and the work could go forward as God designs it should. I now ask you, can you not assist now in this very important and needy work? Can you not make donations to the work in the great southern field? And can you not loan money to advance the interests of this work? I ask, are you not willing to put your money into a work that will give an interest which will double the investment? I call upon you, my brother, to help with the means which the Lord has placed in your hands as his steward, a work that must be done at this time. Of late, as the needs of this field have been pressed upon me, I have been able to sleep but little. Medical missionary work must be carried on among this people, who must be given a training in nursing, cooking, and in other important lines of work. There are those among them who must be trained to labor as teachers, Bible workers, and canvassers. Brethren Sutherland and Megan, W.C. White, J.E. White, and others have been searching for proper locations for school farms. A most desirable tract of land has been purchased near Nashville, and on this place, a school will be established in which teachers will be trained to conduct mission schools for colored people. This training school will be opened this fall. An industrial school for colored students should, as soon as possible, be started near Nashville. We know that there is money among Seventh-day Adventists, and we hope the Lord will inspire hearts to help us in preparing buildings and facilities for important school work in this very needy field. The truth must go forth to all the world. Will you help us now? For little can be done until means shall come to be used in carrying forward the work in this neglected part of the Lord's vineyard. May the Lord move upon your heart to put your means into circulation in his work, where it will be used by him in the saving of many souls.